Satterline. Radio England Satterline. This news is big news in the world now.
Jerry Smithwick for the Radio England Department of News and Public Affairs. The Russians have yet to announce the fate of their Lunar 11 satellite, which was expected to reach the moon last night. Signals were received by Jourdrel Bank Telescope at 8 p.m., but they stopped a few hours later. Sir Bernard Lovell said he thought the satellite had either gone into orbit or had hit the moon and been destroyed. Mr. Wilson ends his holiday in the Scilly Islands today. He will return to Chequers before commencing work next Tuesday, when he will see the Commonwealth Secretary, Mr. Bowden, the two British officials who returned recently from Rhodesia, and also opposition leader, Mr. Edward Heath. Mr. Fred Cort, the Minister of Agriculture, has again given his assurance that food prices will not be raised unless made absolutely necessary by seasonal shortages. The Chinese newspaper, People's Daily, has called on young communist guards to stop using force following yesterday's report of violence and killing. Three men will appear at a Newcastle underlining court tomorrow accused of the murder of 54-year-old Mr. Samuel Davis, a Staffordshire farmer. The two paratroopers who are attempting to row across the Atlantic have been sighted 300 miles off the southwest coast of Ireland. It is thought they are in good condition. For details of these and other stories, read your favorite newspaper. This is Gary Smithwick.
Get the facts first, always. Radio England News.
Seconds ahead of much more music on That Man Smithwick Show. Look for mostly sunny skies over the whole of England today, except for the southeast portions where there is a possibility of thundershowers. Presently, mark the mercury at 65 and the wine wonderful.
I'm a loser.